It's the best station at K-Man, Z99. This is On Air with Tim and Terry. It's time for another edition of our K-Man Local Artist Series, which is now brought to you by Doctors Hospital and Integra Healthcare. And we have, for the first time, High Tide in the studio. Sean and Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We're good.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe we haven't had you in here before.
I know.
Because, you know, you guys have played everywhere and been around for how many years now?
30 years.
30.
Well, step a little bit closer to the mic there, if you could.
And I think, you know, a lot of people have seen you at, you play at a lot of different local restaurants here. You're always kind of like the perfect background music to the perfect dinner.
How would you describe your music to someone that hasn't heard it before?
Awesome.
So influenced by a little bit of everything, would you say, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of Caribbean pop.
Right.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. So it's a mixture of just about everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this was when pop was called popular music.
Right. When you were 18 years old, for example, I like to ask people, what was in your record collection at 18?
I was a hard rocker at 18. So AC/DC.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Van Halen.
Yep.
Just hard rock.
Eurythmics, Human League.
There you go.
Yeah, ooh.
Do you guys all play different instruments, or can you play more than one instrument? Like, it seems like there's a lot of talent in this group.
As a duo, I play the guitar, but I'm really not a guitar player. I always say that.
Okay. But it seems to be working out okay.
Yeah.
Working fine, yeah. I have no choice. Had to do it. And but when we have the big band, I'm sitting behind the drums.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Lead vocals number one, but I mess around with everything in the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you bring any? You brought some instruments today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brought a tiny acoustic guitar and a djembe, so we could.
So you guys play in a lot of different places here on island. I mean, I think a lot of us miss the days, the Decker days, because Friday nights. You went to Decker's for happy hour, and you guys were always there, and it was a highlight of a lot of people's weekend.
Yes. Yep.
But now, of course, Decker's long since gone, but you've been in a lot of different, like, where are your regular places now? Do you have a regular Friday night? Do you have a regular Saturday night, or do you just work around the island?
We have a regular Fridays at Westin and Saturdays at Abacus.
Okay, yes.
And Wednesdays we have at Miss Piper's.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's a nice venue for music.
Yeah, all three of those are great places. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
What's the latest as far as like material you're writing? Are you working on, you have one song out, I know, but have you been working on other stuff?
We finished recording two other songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a full album, is that in the works, or is it a single process, EP? What do we think?
Maybe an EP.
Okay.
Maybe an EP,
nice.
It could be an album if we get enough songs done.
Yeah,
exactly. What can we hear today? Can we hear any of the new material that hasn't been released yet, or you want to
wait? Sure, why not?
Give us a line or two. Give us an acoustic line or two.
Twist my arm.
Yeah. All right.
I like how your drum
doubles as a seat.
Yeah. First, I was like, where'd you get that seat? Oh, you're sitting on your drum.
That's a cool idea for seats, actually. It kind of make the most use of the space in here, wouldn't it?
I like it.
Yeah, we could do that. Okay, so can you tell us about the track at all, or?
We wrote this one with Paul Overstreet.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he had a place. He has a place on 7 Mile Beach, so we all met down there. And he walked in the room and he goes, "Hey, I have this idea, Shane." I was like, "Oh, Sean, let's try it. It's called Caribbean Way."
Caribbean Way.
Then it just came into something.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it if we could.
Can I sit to play?
Of course.
There were times I left these shores looking for something more, only to find what I loved I left behind. Like a Caribbean sunrise shining in your woman's eyes, making the world seem bright. Of the winds in the
blessings in the starry sky that will guide them through the night to a Caribbean sunrise, shining in your woman's eyes, making the world seem bright.
Latest from High Time.
I love it.
Live in the studio.
It sounded Caribbean
like a
way.
Yeah, it sounded like a recorded track, but it's actually live. Nice work, guys.
You guys harmonize so well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So Paul Overstreet helped you write it. Did he write the music to it? Was the lyrics the concept? What did he write about the song?
We all collaborate.
Okay.
He had the thought in his head of writing a song about
the topic. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and
so all the ideas, and you could hear that it was on 7 Mile Beach because it's all we're talking about.
Yeah, I could actually picture Seven Mile Beach as you were singing it. I'm like, what a perfect place. You said one of the places you play is the Westin.
Mm-hmm.
So I can picture on a sunset, you guys playing that with the Caribbean sunset in the background.
Yeah.
Talk about perfect.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So when is it going to be out and mastered and we can start playing? I want to add that.
This isn't even recorded.
Well, hurry up, man.
Well, we're honored.
this is the first recording.
Well, thank you. We're actually honored that you came on the show to play it then.
I didn't expect it to be Braxton
Breaking
the
Song.
The
new single is actually called Island in the Sun.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, well, I got to add that too. We got to start playing more of your music around here.
Yeah.
So, High Tide, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you guys.
The K-Man Local Artist Series.